subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, don't forget, Father's Day is coming up. It's not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Ooh, I think it's soon.
Yeah. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
I think you're right.
So you have time to order the best gift for your dad, which is Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Top of the line, top cut, top quality, top everything. Steaks and burgers and hot dogs and chicken, along with side dishes and desserts and all. Now, when you go to omahasteaks.com, and you get one of the hand-selected gift packages for Father's Day that starts at just $89. And then you use the promo code ACETJ at checkout, then you're going to get an additional discount from the $89. So we're talking the gourmet gift packages for Father's Day at a price that is just almost unbelievable. If they weren't doing it, it would be unbelievable, I think. But they're actually doing this. So make sure you you jump on board and have the top quality steaks and everything delivered right to the doorstep of the dad doorstep. It's going to be thrilled with this. Absolutely thrilled. And there's always the unconditional 100% money back guarantee. They've been in business a long time, and you don't stay in business a long time by being fools. So they're not fools for sure. They know what they're doing, and they know how to treat their customers at Omaha Steaks. So omahasteaks.com with the promo code ACETJ at checkout to save all that money. All that money. Riggins, just a serious question here. How many pounds do you think you could carry with your anus?
That's a good question. Fabulous question, because I couldn't even give you a ballpark. I don't know.
Yeah. Who would know that?
How would you know? How did you find out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd like to think I got a really strong anus, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that I could hold 6 ounces. I mean, yeah.
I'd rather have a strong anus than a weak anus.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. The reason I ask is because there's a, they call them, let's see. They don't in India. They don't call flight attendants flight attendants. They call them air hostesses.
Okay,
an air hostess. Well, an air hostess was arrested for smuggling 2 pounds of gold in her rectum. 2 pounds.
2 pounds of gold.
Now, 2 pounds of gold is not much as far as if you're looking at it.
Yeah, what is it?
Because gold is really heavy, so it'd be a small piece. But still, you got to hold 2 pounds in your rectum.
It's a gold nugget or a gold bar?
It may have just been little baggies of gold pieces. I don't know.
Okay.
But either way, you're still talking about 2 pounds.
Why smuggle it up your butt, though?
Something about the laws there or whatever don't allow you to go to where she went. And then take gold from there back into New Delhi or wherever the thing was.
Huh. And she got arrested for that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But you know that would show up on a metal detector, right?
I guess so.
You got 2 pounds worth of a metal, a precious metal at that.
Yeah, why did she think
in your anus?
She didn't know she wasn't going to be able to get away with that?
I guess not. Maybe she was a mule.
A gold mule.
Mm-hmm. You never know with these, you know, organized crimes and things in other countries, how they operate.
But once it's up in there, you don't have to, like, continuously, do you have to, like, clench to hold that in?
I don't know. Gladly, I don't know. You know, I'm glad to say. But Would it be the same feeling you have when you've really got to go to the bathroom maybe. As quickly as possible?
Like there's a lot of pressure uh-huh. happening. Maybe.
But people do it every day, you know, coming through customs and everything with that type of thing.
Pounds of stuff?
Well, I mean, how much do you think a drug mule is carrying inside them?
Yeah, but that's like cocaine, heroin. That stuff's like powder, and it's light. I've never heard of somebody carrying pounds of things.
Yeah.
Like nobody's putting 5 pounds of weed up their butt. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, don't they put them in balloons or something?
Yeah.
Balloon cocaine type thing.
Heroin. But
you don't think that it's at least 2 pounds worth of cocaine?
Not a chance. Even a condom filled with pills is not going to be 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Unless you like stretch it. I mean, it'd have to be huge. And I don't think you can put that up your butt.
Hmm. But as a smuggler, wouldn't you think, all right, they've figured out now where to look.
Yeah.
The authorities have figured out where to look.
Yeah. It's usually in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, if they can't see it.
Right.
Especially with a man smuggler, he's only got one other choice. Like women at least have two. Two natural pockets.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We had that story about the woman that smuggled the gun in her front.
In her ninny knack.
Her ninny knack, which seemed remarkable. So, I don't know. Maybe the gun in the ninny knack and the woman with the gold up her butt could form some sort of smuggling operation.
Hmm. And but what if there was only, it was just her? She just wanted that gold. Maybe it was in the form of jewelry.
Yeah. She's got big plans for this gold.
Yeah, she's not smuggling it for anybody. She's just ready to get it home, clean it up, and start wearing it.
Give it a little spit shine, pop it in a ring. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you think a woman would be upset if she found out that the jewelry, like the necklace you just got her, was in your butt at one point?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think she'd like that.
Right.
I cleaned it, baby. Come on.
I mean, technically, it's not duty-free.
Do you think it's worse to store something in your butt or, like, swallowing it so you can, you know, later get it out?
Mm.
I'd rather put it in my butt.
I think I would, too, because if something goes wrong inside, it could mess you up, right? Yeah.
I don't think I would be able to swallow those things, like a 2 pounds worth of gold or even a small chain, gold chain.
Yeah, I'd be worried it would never come out.
Right.
So let's say you went off on business, Riggins. You were taking a business trip to some exotic place where they're, you know, known for jewelry.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to bring that jewelry in back into the United States. But you wanted it for your girlfriend as a gift. And you could easily and comfortably carry it in your rectum.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it?
I don't think so.
Mm.
No, I'll find something stateside. There's no way that I can't find something better here in America.
Because I think the girlfriend would probably judge you for that.
I would imagine. Rightfully so.
But you paid for it over there. You just couldn't, not supposed to bring it into here.
Yeah.
I think once you have to tell your girlfriend or your wife that your anus had to be involved in the process, they're going to take a step back.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. There was a woman that said on TikTok a couple weeks ago, she goes, here's how to correct if your husband farts in front of you. Next time he does it, just go, ooh, that sounds like it's been tampered with. I bet you he'll stop farting in front of you if you just say, ooh, that sounds like it's been tampered with. These guys are very sensitive about their butts. But yeah, I think women are so not, from my experience, women are so not interested in my butt. So I can't imagine that they would be thrilled that you brought home a piece of jewelry in your butt.
Okay, what if somebody, this is a serious question, and I'm sure the scientists will be stealing this from us, the social scientists.
Serious.
All right, what if you were presented a bona fide winning lottery ticket, not a Powerball worth hundreds of millions or anything like that, but just a regular lottery ticket that was worth $1 million.
Yeah.
And they said, you can have this ticket, but you have to walk around with it in your rectum for a week.
Absolutely.
You would do it?
I would try. I don't know. I don't know if it's possible, but absolutely, I would try.
Okay. But what if the wrap the ticket around a ball bearing of some sort that was just a little bit heavier?
I would still try.
You'd try.
What if the ticket was the size of one of those publishers' clearinghouse checks? I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot, is what I can tell you.
Okay, but if they said you can't do it, then you owe us money. You owe us, $500.
Oh, I'd still try it.
Mm-hmm.
$500, yeah. Yeah, for an very uncomfortable week. Can you even sleep when that's happening? Probably not. Can't really sit down.
Can you walk past any magnets?
Yeah, it just comes flying.
Ball bearing in your
butt. Yeah, I'd give it a shot, wouldn't you?
Oh,
for $1 million?
Yeah.
Sure, it's a paper ticket.
Sure.
Roll it up, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would figure you just put it in the Ziploc and fold it.
Oh.
And then tie a string on to the Ziploc somehow.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Like a man.
So you walk around with a tail.
Yeah. Ugh. A retrieval string, a wrist strap.
But if you had to do that, but it had a hook on the end of it that could get caught on things.
Yeah, that would suck too.
All right. So probably one of the most intelligent conversations we've ever had on Extra Funny.
Maybe.
I'm so glad you were here to witness that, John and Joan Q listener. Okay. That's it for today. Hopefully we'll have one tomorrow. Just depends on if we just consider it not to be worth it anymore. So we're out of material. Talking about lottery tickets in people's butts. Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.